Hare Krishna. Question from Gautam Paul Prabhu. How do we understand contradiction in scriptures? Sometimes in scripture, the same story is told differently in different books. So, in a war, in Shiva Purana is depicted that Shiva defeated Vishnu. In Vishnu Purana is depicted that Vishnu defeated Shiva. And some skeptics say that this indicates that those particular people, the devotees of the particular devata, inserted those stories in scripture to try to prove the superiority of their Ishtadev. But how do we understand this? Scripture should not be contradictory. Answer: scripture is not contradictory. It is paradoxical. Paradox refers to a surface contradiction that points to a deeper reality that reconciles those contradictions. So, for example, a famous paradox is the least corrected papers are the most correct. So, the least corrected papers, that means when a teacher is checking the papers, there are very less red marks on the paper. How can the least corrected be the most correct? It's because the teacher has not done, the corrections were not required. That's why they are the most correct. So, now at first level, the correction will make things correct. So, that is the least corrected be the most correct. It may seem contradictory, but actually, at a deeper level, when we understand the point being made, there is reconciliation. So, now, this principle, we have to, the Madhvacharya talks about in Vishnudatta Nirnaya. He says that there is a fundamental principle in understanding scripture is Veda Ekavakyata. That the Vedas talk about, give one conclusion. And this is what all the Acharyas talk about also. That there is one conclusion of the scriptures, but at the same time, the scriptures talk about multiple levels of seekers and accordingly give message according to the level of seekers at different levels. So there is Sattvaguna, Rajaguna, Tamaguna. And people who are in different modes, they have different dispositions. And according to their dispositions, they have particular inclinations. They are more attracted to certain things. And to attract them to those things, things are presented in a particular way. So in fact, Krishna himself says that, Yo yo yam yam tanum bhakta shraddhaya architum icchati tasya tasya chalam shraddham tameva vididhamyaham. So yo yo yam yam tanum bhakta, whichever form a person desires to worship, shraddhaya architum icchati, which shraddha, with faith one desires to worship, tasya tasya chalam shraddham, for him achalam shraddha, unshakable faith I provide. Tasya tasya achalam shraddham tam eva vidhamyaham, I provide that faith to him. So the point Krishna is making is that if a person, particular person wants to worship a particular devata, he gives faith to that person. Now, how does he give faith? There are many ways. Krishna, as a super soul, this is what Prabhupada mentions in his including his translation directly over there. He says that he is present as a super soul in the heart. And as a super soul, he guides people. Okay, you are attracted to Lord Shiva? Yeah, you worship him. And another way Krishna gives guidance is providing the scripture which is at their level of reality, which depicts things in a way which they can understand. So now, if we want to look at contradictions which are not contradictory. Now, for example, now we have many English words which have multiple meanings. So often we compare the, when we are giving comparison of scripture, we may give the comparison that the scriptures of the non-Vedic religions, the Abrahamic religions, are like pocket dictionaries. And the scripture, the Vedic scriptures are like the unabridged dictionary. Now, we may often use this comparison as in a self-congratulatory way. Yeah, our scriptures are so big, it's like a big unabridged dictionary. Whereas, the pocket dictionary is just a small dictionary. But we have to understand that it's not a self-congratulatory comparison. Actually, if we had to use an unabridged dictionary, we can become confused. Now, if I want to understand the meaning of one word, and I just look at a dictionary and I find 55 different meanings of the same word, then I may get lost which meaning is applicable in the sentence which I am using. So, an expert person is required to figure out how best to use an abbreviationary. So similarly, the scriptures give different levels of instruction for different levels of people. Just like an abbreviationary will give various meanings, or a large variety, in fact, all meanings are there in an abbreviationary. And sometimes some meanings may be contradictory. They may seem to be opposite. For example, if you look at the word epithet, the word epithet generally used to mean a title that is given in praise. But epithet nowadays also means insult. Similarly, the word wicked earlier used to mean cruel. Now, wicked now is used to mean delightful. So, I'm just giving, there are many words you can use like this to talk about the word lusty generally has a negative connotation in terms of sexually licentious. But the word lusty nowadays is also used in the sense of energetic. So, the point which I am making over here is that just as in an unabridged dictionary, we may find contradictory meanings of words, and we have to have proper intelligence to understand which meaning is applicable in which context. So, similarly, scripture gives multiple things, and these are for people at different levels. And the point is to talk about things which are at the highest level. That is the conclusion. And people who are fortunate, they can come to the highest conclusion directly. Otherwise, they will come gradually. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. They are progressing at their level. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mam prapadyate, Krishna says. So Krishna accommodated those people, and he also calls them their gyanavan. They surrender to him. They may take many lifetimes. But Krishna tells Arjuna, sarvadharmana prati mam ekam sharanam vraj. You just surrender to me right now. Give up other things. So the other things are not necessarily wrong. So when we talk about a war in which Shiva is defeated or Vishnu is defeated, we have to understand these are both great personalities. Vishnu is the Supreme Lord, and Shiva is also a manifestation of the Supreme Lord. He is just as milk is converted into curd, similarly, Vishnu is converted into, transforms into and manifests as Shiva. So we shouldn't think that there is some competition between them about who is supreme. You know, for depicting certain lessons, in certain stories, things are depicted in certain ways. So, for example, when Lord Shiva, when it is said that Lord Ram worships Lord Shiva, now that is because he appreciates his devotee. Lord loves his devotee and he worships his devotee. And especially because he is doing Naralila, so at that time he takes the blessings of the gods. And it's not that only Lord Shiva he worships. He even worships Sagar. He even worships the ocean god. So the point is that if we look at the broader context, then Lord Ram's worship of Lord Shiva doesn't necessarily prove his subordination to Lord Shiva. It proves his Bhakta Vatsalya. It demonstrates how in Leela he becomes subordinate to the Supreme. And in this way, the lesson is taught over there. So we need to focus on the lessons. There is an inner hermeneutic within scripture itself about how scripture is to be interpreted. That inner hermeneutic focuses on the point of teaching how we can understand. So there are Puranas which are for the Tamasic people, Rajasic people, Sattvic people. Let's talk about Matsya Puran. And in the Lord Shiva tells Kartikeya in one of the Tamasic Puranas, in the Skanda Puran, he says that actually, if there is a contradiction between Shiva Shastreshu and Shri Shastreshu, Vishnu Shastra and Shiva Shastra, then it is the Vishnu Shastra which is to be considered higher. So, there are explicit verses, not in the Sattvic Puranas, but in the Tamasic Puranas also talking about the superiority of the conclusions given in the Vaishnavite Puranas. So, in this way, when we look at scripture with their inbuilt hermeneutic, then we will not get confused, but we will understand the scriptural conclusion properly without seeing not contradiction, but seeing the harmonization of the paradoxes. So we focus not on looking at contradiction, we focus on understanding the unifying purpose and seeing the multiple levels that are there and thereby reconciling whatever contradictions that are there. Thank you. Hare Krishna.